Good evening and welcome to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Katrina Cartwright, Education Outreach Manager at the NAGB, standing in for your regular host, Amanda Colson, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Don't forget, you can take us with you when you're on the move or traveling in foreign lands by live streaming us at www.guardiantalkradio.com or by downloading the Guardian Radio app from the App Store or Play Store. My tongue always gets tangled. That's a real mouthful to say all at once. All right, so tonight we're really excited. We have two very special guests in the studio with us. They've never been in the studio with us on Blank Canvas before. And their names are Vashti Simmons, brand manager at Popeyes, and Anne-Marie Roma, marketing manager at Popeyes. And we are working with them on a really fun, special event that's happening this weekend at the National Art Gallery, our annual Easter egg hunt and craft event. This is, I think, about the fifth time we've done this. It's about a five-year event.
Fifth year, really?
Yep. Mm-hmm. So we've been having this annually, an Easter egg hunt in various iterations at the NAGB for about 5 years now, if I remember correctly. And it has always been well supported by the community, very, very much welcomed by them. And we have, I think sometimes we've had anywhere from 65 to 80 children, maybe even more, coming through the museum and looking for eggs all over the property and making really fun artsy things and having snacks and winning prizes and just having a great time being in the space. Mm-hmm. But this is the first time we've taken on a sponsor to assist us with this. And we're really excited. We're really excited to have you here in the studio with us. Welcome. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having
Thank
us.
Thank you.
So Vashti and Anne-Marie, I know, like I said, this is the first time we've had taken on a sponsor for the Easter egg hunt. Which has allowed us to do more.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Yay.
Yay for everyone.
Yay for everyone. But, you know, the question I always ask anyone when they choose to support an organization or an event is why? Mm-hmm. Why did you choose to support the NAGB in this way and why this event?
Yeah, so I'll let Anne-Marie speak on that because I know she was the one who actually brought that to the table.
Well, you know, Katrina, for quite some time, I have been thinking, what way can we find to infuse the flavor, the culture of Louisiana, of New Orleans, with the Bahamian traditions, Bahamian culture? And in that, obviously, I realized, you know, the NAGB is a great local organization that we can work hand in hand with because we have so many things in common. As I said, there's a great appreciation for rich culture, not necessarily cuisine, but just how do we preserve and share those traditions, and not just at our, you know, age, but, you know, for younger people. And I've always admired all of the work that the NAGB has done in the community. I said, you know what? Art culture, why don't we, you know, yes, find a way where we can create a community event that speaks to Popeyes and one that speaks to the, obviously, to the community. And what greater time than Easter?
I know.
Easter is a great.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. You know, Popeyes, chicken, eggs, definitely. We're right on track.
The egg or the chicken first, you know?
I don't think anybody has answered
to that question,
yet.
And we will stay away from answering that.
Yeah.
So we were obviously excited, you know, to come to the table. This has been, I want to say, at least over a year of...
Yeah, we talked about...
At least over a year of us wanting to come to the table and wanting to do something with the NAGB. And this is just the, you know, the perfect opportunity, essentially, mm-hmm, for us to come on board. And we're excited to partner with you this year. And we're looking forward to next year. Mm-hmm. This is just a great event. And as a parent, I have two small kids, my children, especially my oldest daughter. Every day she wakes, she's like, Mommy, can I open my Easter basket? Is it Easter yet? Is it Easter yet? And I'm like, Jade, you have to just wait. It's not Easter yet. I will tell you when it's Easter. And she's just so excited. And I love Easter.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
such a beautiful time of year.
Mm-hmm. No, it is great. It is. I mean, the thing about it is that in this country, Easter is almost as big or just as big as Christmas
definitely.
For us,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
Definitely something that when I was in the U.S., I was up north. So, you know, Easter was kind of like a small thing that happened.
Yeah.
But I was used to being here, you know, all the religious holidays, you know, the church stuff, the Easter egg hunts, mm-hmm. the Easter baskets, you know, the family events, the family gatherings. It, in a lot of ways, it was bigger than Christmas mm-hmm. for me yeah. growing up mm-hmm. Because there were more days of special events, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. yeah.
And I feel like that's probably the case for quite most Bahamians
definitely
in the country. And, you know, the thing about these, the Easter egg hunt is one of our Ardanoons. So we call them Ardanoons because Ardanoons are special events that the NAGB has created that's just for kids. Mm-hmm. Just for kids, you know, like from the littlest toddler to the oldest kid who says, you know what, I am, because, you know, they get about like 14, 13, and they're like, that's too kiddie for me. I'm not doing that. And then there's a couple, and then they see all the cool stuff you're doing, and then they want to kind of participate, well. Right?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
But unlike a lot of our other events and initiatives, this one, these Ardanoons are just for kids, and we have one in Easter and we have one in Christmas. And they're very much season based. So of course, the Christmas Ardanoon is Christmassy,
yeah,
and the Easter Ardanoon is Easter. And it is probably the one event we have for children where we don't necessarily take the kids in the museum, mm-hmm. but they get to interact with the museum in different ways and see it as a fun, safe space. Because parents are always looking for safe spaces for their children to come Definitely. And have good, clean,
not
fun.
Too crowded, you
not
know.
Too crowded yeah. around responsible adults yeah. who yeah. care about your child's well-being.
Enclosed area, you know. yeah. yeah. And it's educational, and it, not only is it educational, but it's fun.
Yeah. It's educational and it's fun. And you know, the thing that we try to do with all of these Ardanoons is that no matter, even though they're season focused, they're always very creative mm-hmm. because we're an art gallery, we're an art museum. Of course, mm-hmm. it has to be creative. I mean, and you're going to and for those of you who come, bring your kids to the Easter egg hunt, you're going to find that there's creativity threaded through every facet of this. So yes, they're going to look for eggs, but they get a craft kit. They get mm-hmm. to make things. They get to paint things. They get, if they win an Easter basket, because we do have prizes, and those yeah. prizes are Easter baskets. Almost everything in that Easter basket is focused on being creative.
Oh, that's cool.
Because, again, we're an art museum. Yeah. If you're coming to our Easter Ardanoon, if you're coming to our Easter egg hunt, your child is going to have a creative experience. Mm-hmm. And we always try to stay true to that, stay true to who we are and mm-hmm. what we and the reason we exist. But, you know, something else that we were talking about a little bit before we got started is, what does it mean to be a good corporate citizen?
Yeah.
Right? And when corporations, when businesses come to nonprofits like the National Art Gallery and say, hey, I would like to support these initiatives, it makes us feel really good. Because mm-hmm. we're like, oh, we're doing something right.
I was about to say, it's confirmation yeah. that obviously you are going down the right path. Mm-hmm. Because you have been able to draw the attention of just public interest within the community.
Right.
And obviously, which is why we're here today.
No, definitely, definitely. And so when Popeyes thinks about being a good corporate citizen, I mean, when you think about like your place in that conversation, what does that look like? I mean, that's a little bit of a deep question.
Well, no. Yeah. I think for us, what we are doing now with the NAGB is really just the beginning.
Yeah,
we
definitely.
Have obviously touched a multitude of organizations and different civic mm-hmm. groups throughout the length and breadth of the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. But the focus right now is, as I said, the NAGB. And with that, as I said, this is just the beginning as far as our partnership with you. Mm-hmm. While we would love to help every person, we realize that there are a lot of different groups that are in need. Unfortunately, we do not have an endless supply of money. And with that, when we do receive, or when I receive donation requests, I have to essentially determine, how does this organization or entity line up with my overall mm-hmm. Ambition for the brand, as well as some of the shared community interests or affairs that we want to take on, you know, by the hand and really address mm-hmm, in the community. Mm-hmm. But with that, that doesn't mean that the door's closed for other organizations or other groups.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
So we try to help as many people as we can, but unfortunately we are unable to do so.
Right. Yeah. And I think that's a good thing to keep in mind too, right? Because you want to be contribute in a positive way to your communities, but you have to be very thoughtful and strategic about how mm-hmm. you do it. And I mean, this is the kind of balance that nonprofits and for-profits kind of strike with each other, right? You know, or nonprofits with their donors, mm-hmm. is that, yes, we need so much from you. So you have the one side where, you know, as a nonprofit, the NAGB is like, yeah, we have all these great things, you know, mm-hmm. come help us get it done. And then you have the other side with the donors, with the sponsors, where they're like, yeah, we want to help you get it done, but we also want to kind of help other people get things done too. So mm-hmm. how do you strike that balance? And we're really happy that the NAGB ended up being part of this conversation, right? So Vashti, before we wrap up this segment, mm-hmm. just want to talk to you a bit about kind of like your interactions with the NAGB and what even brought the NAGB to your attention to begin with.
Well, definitely lots of arts going around in the Bahamas, a lot of paintings, a lot of up-and-coming youth just out there with their paintings mm-hmm. on Facebook, social media. I've seen a lot of that recently, and I'm surprised by how talented. And I think a lot of people actually came through the National Art Gallery. And so that was definitely one of the reasons why, too, we're on board. And just being a part of that and helping them grow, or people seeing a different side of just the basic in school, another part of arts and crafts, mm-hmm. I think that was an interest of ours. Okay. And definitely... when we heard about the Easter event, like I said, Popeyes definitely want to be on board because there's no other way. And we're a new kid on the block, and mm-hmm. so we're also trying to make an impact, and we thought definitely this is something that we can do.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think that's great. And for those of you who are listening, just so you know, there's still time to register.
Yes, yes. There's still time. Bring
lots of goodies.
Lots of goodies. Listen, we have enough candy.
Candies.
We have
food,
lots of
the
candy.
List continues.
The list continues. So just to give you an idea of what we're offering. So every child who comes to the Easter egg hunt, and listen, it is so cheap. It's just $12. And for that $12, you get, your child is able to participate in the Easter egg hunt. They get what we call a craft kit. Mm-hmm. And in that craft kit, there is like a little, I don't know how to put it. It's like a DIY.
Like
a DIY, how to put together your own, how to make your own rabbit or your mm-hmm. own bird. There's a painting notebook. There's a paintbrush. There's glue. The bag itself is an art piece, so there's markers to color the bag. Yes.
No, I'm excited. I want one of those bags, actually.
My question is, when am I going to get my bag?
And I'm not even done yet.
I'm going to meet you in the parking lot, okay?
I know, right? And in the bag as well, there's a food voucher, a Popeyes food voucher. So every child who comes to the event will get a Popeyes food voucher. And then we have a couple of little extras in the bag as well, because we couldn't help ourselves. So that's a surprise. And for those who win, so we have, the Easter egg hunt is divided into two sections, because we realize that the little ones need more time to go and get their own eggs. You know, mm-hmm. they're younger, they need more time, they need more space.
You have to kind of point it out, like, hey, it's right there.
And then they don't necessarily run as fast as the older kids, right? So they are going to have their Easter egg hunt between 10 and 11:30 on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then from 11:30 to 1 is for
the bigger kids.
Now, for each group, we have prizes. So in each group, we have three golden eggs and three golden egg prizes and one prize for the person who gets the most eggs. And in mm-hmm. these baskets, and there are these like incredible Easter baskets, we were putting them together. I'm like, I want one. I really want one. So in the baskets, we have lots of creative activities. There's candy, there's chocolate, a lot of really fun things, usable things, because I don't believe in giving kids junk. I really don't. I believe that anything you get should be useful in some way. And we also have gift cards for Fusion. Mm-hmm. So that's like a big prize. I think they're $20 gift cards for Fusion. Awesome. So, okay. You know, I think that's something to work towards. Really exciting. And we also, including in that $12, is also snacks and drinks mm-hmm. that you can get while you're there as well. And for those kids who are going to probably be like hanging around a little bit waiting for their older sibling or their younger sibling, we'll have tables set up so you can start working on your craft stuff while you're there. So we've been thinking about everything, or trying to think about everything. And we're also going to have a DJ. So it's not going to be dull and boring. There's going to be fun. There's going to be music. You know, you can dance.
Easter Bunny.
There's going to be Easter Bunny. So you know, you can dance with the Easter Bunny and run around, dance a little bit too. So it's going to be super exciting. Thank you both for coming. Thank you for both for being a part of this initiative with us. We really look forward to working with Popeyes more in the future.
Absolutely.
And thank all of you for listening to Blank Canvas. We'll be back right after these messages.